Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Nola, very happy to have you here with
me,
us.
Kerry girl.
Yeah, man, ladies. Wendy, today, what you're talking about today on Consumer Watch, I have had this so many times. Rental deposits, such a big cause of conflict between tenants and landlords. It's all good and well until someone moves out and all of a sudden now we're paying for everything.
Not so good. Yeah, look, admittedly, it works both ways. You get tenants who trash places, who abscond and all that sort of thing. And that's why tenants are made to pay a deposit, usually a month's rent, before they move in to cover the landlord should they abscond, move out still owing the rent,
yeah.
Or should they burn the carpet and smash the windows or whatever else they've done, like...
Yeah.
Do wild things on basins and rip them off walls, and it happens. I have lots of.
I'm going to say, I've got lots of experience. No, it's like, Wendy, no.
My family, I have relatives who are in this business. So I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that all tenants are angels, but this is covered by the Rental Housing Act. The deposit has to be put into an interest-bearing account and then refunded with interest when the tenant moves out. But that is if the property is in the same condition as it was when it was let out. Same condition being the operative word.
So now how do you know if it is? How do you determine that?
Exactly. Like everything, there needs to be proof. So the Rental Housing Act is very, very specific about how both parties must jointly agree on the state of the unit when the tenant moves in and when they move out. So before the tenant moves in, both parties should go from room to room noting any defects. This is either the landlord or the appointed rental agent. And when the tenant later moves out, they should repeat the process with that original list of, you know, when the tenant went in. If the tenant hasn't caused any damage, both sign the agreement on this, and then the deposit must be refunded to them with that interest within 7 days. If a wall needs to be repainted because they knocked walls into it, or they burnt or stained the carpet, something that's beyond normal wear and tear, those things need to be noted, and then the cost of remedying the problems, and there must be an invoice supplied, the cost of remedying the problem is deducted then from the deposit. Okay, so it should be quite simple. But here's something a lot of tenants don't know, judging by the emails I get in my inbox. The Act also says that if the landlord fails to inspect the dwelling in the presence of the departing tenant, this is taken as an acknowledgement by them, the landlord, that the dwelling is in a good state, and they must then refund the full deposit with interest within a week. So no exit inspection. They can't deduct from the deposit. That's bottom line. And that brings me to Tammy Kutsia's experience. I'll try and keep it brief. In December 2014, she moved into an apartment in Warner Beach after signing a lease with a property agent called Charmaine De Vries of Acuts Highway. That's the agency on the lease. And she paid a deposit of 4,500 rand. There was no joint ingoing inspection, she says, with the agent.
The previous tenants were moving out while I was moving in. So she actually went through the flat with me and not the estate agent. And when I'd moved out, I'd make sure that the flat was clean and I'd washed the walls as properly as I could, because there were already marks on the walls and press stick on the walls from when the previous tenants put pictures up. So when I'd moved in, there was no painting done whatsoever. So in the 3 years that I was there, I kept asking them to please come and do maintenance on the flat, and they refused. And now when I move out, now they want to charge me for everything.
Sure.
Okay, so by everything, she means painting and cleaning the flat and replacing some globes, which Tammy insists were actually missing when she moved in, but of course there isn't that ongoing inspection to prove that. So in all, 2,108 rand was deducted from her deposit before the balance was refunded to her. Just 550 rand less than the total cost of renovating the flat.
And also the damages that you're speaking of, it doesn't seem like something that she caused. That would be the normal wear and tear,
well,
right?
Yeah, grubby walls, whatever. But as she says, the flat wasn't painted before she went in. But this is why we have an ingoing inspection, which unfortunately wasn't done. She contends that, you know, she left the flat in as good a condition, if not better, than she found it, and she wasn't expecting any deposit deductions as a result.
Well, it's very annoying because I was actually banking on my deposit back because I've got things to pay with that, and I only get like a portion back.
Okay, so of course I put all of that to Charmaine DeVries, pointing out that what Tammy was made to pay for appeared to be wear and tear issues that she wasn't responsible for. But in any event, the Act states, as I keep saying, that if the landlord fails to inspect a dwelling in the presence of the departing tenant as they leave, this is an acknowledgement by them, the landlord, that the dwelling is in a good state, and then they must then refund the full deposit. And on that basis alone, she was due a full refund.
And how did she respond to that?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Sure.
Consumer Watch with Wayne Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
Yeah, I think you are right. A lot of people relating. So Tammy could see her moved out of her rented flat, which let's just say that there was no ingoing or outgoing inspection done by both parties.
As the Rental Act requires, yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, it was no joint one. That's the point. Both parties have
to be
present
there together.
So you can both agree and sign for whatever the issues are.
So as Tammy moved out, she was made to pay 2,108 Rand, which was going towards repainting the flat, which she claims wasn't painted in the first place when she moved in,
yeah,
as well as replacing some bulbs, which she claims, come on, how is this for her to deal with?
She claims they were missing when she moved in.
Exactly.
Which is what that inspection is there to prove. Okay. And essentially no proof of the state of the flat when Tammy moved in. She says the previous tenant moved out as she was moving in and no repainting was done. So I put this to the ACAT's agent involved, Charmaine DeVries, and she responded to say that Tammy was only made to pay for the cost of the light bulbs and painting of the unit. There was other stuff done, like replacing rusting curtain rails, which she wasn't made to pay for, but the 2,108 was apparently for a few light bulbs and repainting, which is a fairly hefty repainting fee.
And does your landlord have to paint before you move in?
Not necessarily. The point is that you've got to give the flat back in the same condition, and that's why there needs to be an inspection. So you can both agree, okay, there was a bit of a mark on that wall, but we agree it was there. So when you move out, you aren't held responsible for that mark on the wall. Okay, so as for the crux of this thing, that there was no exit interview, DeVries said that Tammy had vacated the flat on the 24th of November, so about a week before the end of the lease. She said, we set aside the last day of each month for exit inspections. She wasn't there earlier than that. Because Tammy had moved out before the last day of the month, she waived her right to the exit inspection. Okay, but that's a little disingenuous, because Tammy says she moved out bit by bit over the course of the last week of November. So she was there every day. And she moved just one floor up in the very same block to her sister's flat. So she was in the flat on the last day of the month, and at no stage was she invited by the agent to attend an exit inspection with her on that last day. I put that to DeVries earlier this week, but I got no response.
Wow.
Despite following up, unfortunately. So I'm going to have to follow up on this case. Tammy has meanwhile lodged a dispute with the Rental Housing Board in Durban, which is a free option available to tenants who feel that they've been wronged in some way. Just to say, I get a steady stream of complaints from tenants who feel that their refunds were unjustifiably withheld in full or in part. As I said at the beginning, there are some tenants who don't treat the rented units properly, and so I'm by no means saying that all tenants deserve to get their full deposit refunded. But remember, if the landlord or the agent does not do an exit inspection with you, it can be assumed in terms of the Rental Housing Act that the unit was left in a good state and that your deposit must be refunded to you in full with interest within a week. That's not to say that if you get invited to one, to an inspection, and you don't pitch up, that the same applies.
So okay.
It works both ways.
So how can we protect ourselves?
Okay, so make sure that both those going in and coming out inspections are done. Also, I have a tenant myself. I had one in the past who actually took beautiful, clear photographs going in and going out and emailed me both on the day, which is a very good way. I thought that was excellent. And just to say, most of us as tenants would put the odd nail in and whatever. You have the option of restoring yourself. You can't just put a bit of polyfiller and paint that patch. You have to paint the entire wall, of course. But that is an option if you do that professionally, and it will cost you a lot less than them doing it for you. I had a case from Cape Town just this week. An elderly couple moved out. It cost them 1,800 Rand to have that. They were charged that. So, do it yourself, rather.
Thank you, Wendy.